You can still do it in a small town from a chain store, but I doubt that you can.
I don't know. I've never had that experience in a small town. You can't do it here.
What do you notice
how the prices, we thought the prices was higher at the little corner grocery store, but he was just a few pennies maybe higher than the chain store. And when they got him out, what about your grocery bill now?
That's rough.
What about the prices?
It's tough.
And they're going higher and higher and higher. And you go down here, I was talking to my brother-in-law's raising beef cattle, and he was telling me what they sold at the auction up there. And it was ridiculously. I couldn't believe it. He told me the price that I won't go. But how can they sell beef at 10, 15 cents on foot and them sell it for $1.90 a pound up here at the store?
Somebody
and say they're not making money.
Money.
Now, that's just like this gas situation. I don't believe in control, but if people used to have ethics in business, but I don't know where the ethics is going now in business. They don't have the same ethics that they used to have or the principle to need them. They're not reasonable profits. There ought to be some way to control it. Man ought to control himself out of general principle. If he's a Christian, he probably would.
Not many businessmen do. I know that.
That's right.
You wonder.
They create shortages that are not really shortages, like the fuel shortage. They never had a fuel shortage. They just wanted to get the price up there.
Back to grocery stores again. What do you call these little stores that stay open real long? You find them scattered all along Buford Highway. And they
open. The Magic Market Easy Shop. So stores they tell them, Easy Shop. And you pay for that Easy Shop.
Don't you know?
Convenient.
Is that?
Pay 35 cents for canned Coca-Cola that you can get anywhere for 20 cents.
I'm not familiar with this. Did there ever used to be a store that catered to school children mainly? Do you remember that?
No, not particularly. They used to have items that they used to have in these little stores that the children could buy, such as the sugar daddy for a penny and penny sucker and the piece of penny bubble gum, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
You don't see that much anymore.
What do you call these little stores where you go to buy meat mainly or fixings for sandwiches or special foods? What do you call those? A lot of times they sell kosher meats, you know, sandwich meat.
Something like the cheese shop?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Sort of like that.
I guess it would be the specialty shop.
Mm-hmm.
You see where they're putting all these special shops in these big chain stores?
Yeah. What do you call that shop in the Kroger down here or in the Kroger stores where they sell the salads and the barbecue meat and all that stuff? Starts with a D.
Got me.
Some of them have small restaurants there, too.
Oh, the delicatessen section?
Mm-hmm. That's right. If you're...
Well, you know, that really isn't new. That's been
in
these stores for quite some time. They're just expanding it and making it more modern, up-to-date, and special orders and so forth.
Yeah, I bet they really make a profit.
Yes, they're bound to.
With the prices there.
Actually, they wouldn't have less loss in some of them than they would in others. Cooked food would stay preserved and for sale and retain its freshness longer than food that wasn't cooked. Really?
If you're at home cooking, you probably don't have room for one. But what do some people use to cook with other than an oven or a stove in their homes?
All these ultraviolet ray ovens, and they do the job quick. But they're dangerous.
Yeah.
They're investigating now about that, thinking that probably people are picking up some of that ray and it's harmful to your skin.
What about if you were cooking eggs and something that wasn't the stove?
Or electric skillets and fry pans.
Mm-hmm. What do you call these coin-operated places where you go to wash your clothes?
Laundromat.
What do you call the place where you put your dirty clothes in your house?
Hamper. Very close.